Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Let's Sleep On It, Reclaiming Parenthood, the podcast. And I'm your host, Taylor Kulik, a sleep and well-being specialist and occupational therapist. My mission with this podcast is to examine the parenting narratives that dominate our culture and grow together as parents. Here, we will talk about biological infant sleep, as well as many other parenting-related topics. And you'll also hear real empowering journeys from parents who are parenting against the grain. I hope that you walk away from each episode feeling inspired, empowered, and supported. Please remember that none of the information shared in this podcast is medical advice, and you should always speak with a trusted healthcare provider if you have any concerns. Let's dive into today's episode. So I have been searching for a clean electrolyte company that I love for a really long time, and I just hadn't found anything that I liked, that I enjoyed the taste of, that I felt good about the ingredients, until I found Element. And I actually got a sample from somebody, and I was instantly hooked. They have really good flavors. They're actually tasty. Like, I enjoy drinking them, whereas other brands that I've tried in the past, I really haven't enjoyed. And you can just put them straight into your water, and they're so good. So they have salt, magnesium, and potassium in them. And a lot of people don't realize how important electrolytes are for true hydration. A lot of us are chugging water because we're being told that we need more water, but we're not drinking the electrolytes that we need to actually hydrate our bodies. And so Element is a great choice. They also make seasonal chocolate flavors that are really good as like a hot chocolate, and you can put them in your coffee if you want, or just with hot water and like milk, or just plain. I like to drink them plain. I love Element. I have at least one pack a day. Electrolytes are so important, especially for pregnancy and breastfeeding. So if you're lacking your electrolytes, give Element a try. You can use my link, Drink Element. It's drinklmnt.com/TaylorK, and you will get a free gift with your purchase, which is a sample pack, so you can try all of the flavors. Again, that's drinklmnt.com/TaylorK. Hi, everyone. Today, I am going to share a little update for you guys on my family's sleep circumstances. So I often get asked what sleep looks like for us, and it's always kind of changing. And if you go back a couple of seasons, I believe, I did a podcast update episode when we were night weaning M, and M is my youngest. We night weaned him around 2. So it's been over a year now since that last update. So you can go and listen to that to kind of see the progress. I can't remember if this is the same episode, but I have an episode where I walk you through how we've made shifts and changed patterns in our children's sleep over the years. Anyways, go back and listen to that if you want kind of a review. But I just want to update you on what things look like right now because it's a commonly asked question. So as of now, I have M. He is he's about 3.5, and I have E, who is about 6.5. So this past summer, we worked on transitioning E into her own bedroom. Before that, I was still sleeping with her most nights. She could sleep by herself, but it was just easier for the parents to sleep separately and each one of us sleep with a child, because at that time M was still waking a lot at night, and it just didn't make sense for both of us, the adults, to sleep with him, because then we would both have disrupted sleep. So I was really sleeping with E so that I could get sleep. Shortly after that, when we kind of mastered the night weaning, M wasn't wanting, and just so you guys know, most of you know this, but I don't share my children's full names publicly. So I use their initials just to give them a little bit of privacy. So I refer to them as M and E. After night weaning was totally done, M wasn't asking for milk at night anymore, and he was used to sleeping with Andy, my husband, then we began seeing if we could kind of switch it up a little bit each night. And so Andy and I started taking turns sleeping with M in our bed with him. And then the other one would switch out and sleep with E. So we were kind of going back and forth because both of us like to get up early and do things. Like I like to get up early and exercise. Andy likes to get up early and go to work early so that he can get off early and just get a little bit more done, more personal stuff done, and things like that. And it was still really hard at the time to get up early when we were sleeping with M because he is a really restless sleeper due to his adenoid obstruction and all of that. So we began switching on and off, and it was working really, really well. M was fine with it. He's fine with either of us sleeping with him. And then we decided – E had kind of talked about wanting her own bedroom, and she really wanted a bunk bed. And so we decided around her sixth birthday, her big birthday gift would be her own bedroom and a bunk bed. And so we worked on transitioning her into her own room. We had a little bit of stumbling blocks. I thought it would be really easy because she was really excited about it and she had asked about it. But as we were like, it took us a few weeks to a month of like getting, like buying the bunk bed and buying the furniture and then setting it all up. And so in between that time of her being really excited about it and us buying things and getting it ready, before we actually did it and had it all ready, she kind of was expressing some doubt and some nervousness about wanting to be in her own sleep space. And like she was starting to get really, I don't want to say clingy, but for lack of a better word, to me at night. Like whereas before I could leave, like I could sometimes leave when I was putting her to bed. Like I would usually lay with her as she fell asleep, but I would get up after a few minutes and leave. And she was usually totally fine with that. But she kind of started feeling a little anxious about that. And she was asking me to stay longer. And so there was something going on there. And I think it was probably related to this insecurity about being alone and like knowing that there's a change about to happen and maybe feeling some nervousness about that. So I had shared about this in an email. I believe an email newsletter. I was really frustrated when she first told me, I don't want to sleep alone because we just spent all of this money on her bed and she was really excited about it. And I'm like, what happened? Like, why don't you want to sleep alone? And I was getting frustrated and I had to kind of take a step back. I left the room, you know, after she was, because this was at bedtime, we were talking about it. I left the room and I was like self-reflecting, wondering like, why am I getting so triggered about this? Why am I so upset right now? And reflecting that way to be excited about something and then feel a little bit nervous about it or change your mind. And so the next day I kind of sat back down with her and had a conversation about it, asked her how she was feeling, asked her to open up to me about it. And I asked her what she thinks we should do because she was so excited about this room. And also we all kind of feel like it's time for her to have her own sleep space. And I didn't mention this, but one of the reasons that we were wanting to do this is because we're just kind of thinking about next steps in our sleep circumstances. And, you know, we would like to have another baby in the next few years. And we're just thinking ahead and thinking that, you know, it would be nice to have her in her own sleep space if she's ready for that. Continue to sleep with M until he doesn't need that anymore. But then that would free me up to sleep with a new baby, you know, in the next few years, God willing, if that happens. And so in communicating all of this with her, I asked her if she had any ideas for what we could do, because one of the problems was that she wants me to lay next to her for her to fall asleep. And so I told her, you know, if you have a bunk bed, I can't lay next to you on top of the bunk bed. I just can't. There's not enough room. It's hard for me to get up and down. And so you're going to have to be able to go to sleep without me laying next to you. So we came up with a compromise. Andy basically converted her bunk bed into a loft bed. So we have like our nugget couch underneath the loft bed, and it's just like a little play area. But I, you know, asked her how would she feel if I stayed in the room with her while she went to sleep on the nugget couch, since I can't lay next to her. And she said, yes, that would be fine. And then I said, do you think that you'll be okay on the bunk bed by yourself? Because I can't sleep in there with you. And she said, yes. So I let her know, you know, she can always come into bed with me if she wakes up in the middle of the night scared. But she'll have to, you know, try to sleep by herself for the first part of the night. And she agreed to that. And that sounded like a good plan to her. So we worked through that. And she is now in her own sleep space and has been sleeping there for a while with no problems. I stay on the nugget couch usually until she falls asleep. Sometimes, depending on, like, sometimes my husband needs me to support M because my husband has to go do something or whatever. Sometimes I'll leave a little bit early and she's usually fine with that. But for the most part, I try to stay in there until she falls asleep. And she really hasn't had any issues. I think there was one night she had a nightmare and she came into bed with us. I can't remember who it was. It was either me or my husband. But other than that, she sleeps there every night and does just fine. So it's worked out really, really well. She has her own space now and she's excited about it. And M moved into where E's room was because that's where we have our full bed. And so instead of him sleeping in our king bed in the master bedroom with one of us, he moved in onto the full bed and got his own room. And he was really excited about that because now he has a new bedroom all to himself too. And Andy and I still rotate out who sleeps with him each night. So we just kind of switch on and off so that we each have the opportunity to get up early and get some things done in the morning before he wakes up. And we also, it's just kind of nice because we usually sleep okay with M. He sleeps decently, but he is still restless some nights. And so it's nice to just have a break. You know, if we get a rough night of sleep one night because he's wakeful, it's nice to know the next night we'll switch off and I'll get more sleep because I'll be sleeping alone. So it's just something that has worked really well for us. And that's kind of where we're at now. So both kids have their own room and we're just still co-sleeping with M until he doesn't need that anymore, which I don't think will happen anytime soon. I imagine that we still have at least a couple years yet of us sleeping with him. So, and we're totally fine with that, with the way things are right now. So that is our little update for those who have been asking. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please subscribe and leave a review if you feel called to. It really helps our message reach more parents. You can also follow me on Instagram at Taylor Kulik for similar content or visit my website at www.taylorkulik.com. I offer online courses where we really dive into infant and toddler sleep holistically. And we also offer one-to-one holistic sleep support services if you're looking to improve your child's sleep or shift patterns without sleep training. If you know a parent who would benefit from this podcast, please share. And if you'd like to financially support this podcast to allow me to create more episodes more often, you can visit anchor.fm/Taylor Kulik. I hope you'll join me next time.